We've been concentrating over the last two or three days on a story that might not feel that important to some of you who don't live in the area, but it's the bigger picture. And here's the bigger picture. There was a pungent smell in the Poleglass Twinbrook area to such an extent that residents started getting concerned about their own health. Our caller James here was one of them, and he brought the story to the Nolan Show. Now, when we're talking about public health, what I've been doing over recent days is I've been, you know, insistent there's no evidence of any danger to public health. And when residents were raising that, I was labouring that point. But let's look at the bigger picture here. People getting headaches, people saying that they felt sick. And what were they doing? They were going to the Northern Ireland Environment Agency and other parts of the setup in Northern Ireland, which is supposed to look after us. You know, the Northern Ireland Environment Agency sits within the Department of Agriculture, Environment and Rural Affairs. And their strap line, their little slogan is a living, working, active landscape valued by everyone. Well, it's not going to be valued by everyone if they've got headaches and they're sick and they're asking for reassurance. And here's what they get. So, you know, none of this is in the public domain until we've brought it into the public domain. The Northern Ireland Environment Agency was asked a question by an individual. This individual wrote to them and said, could you please give me reassurances that this is safe to be inhaled, particularly to the vulnerable, such as the elderly and young, like my three-year-old son. And the Northern Ireland Environment Agency said, I believe the Public Health Authority is in a better place to answer that question. Well, guess what? The Northern Ireland Environment Agency had never contacted the Public Health Authority. So they're telling citizens that the PHA is in a better place to reassure people about health, while at the same time, the Northern Ireland Environment Agency know that they have never even picked up the phone to the Public Health Authority and said, look, we're getting concerns about this. Can we give you information about this? To such an extent today, James, people like you are being told by the Public Health Agency that while they think it is very unlikely, in fact, they've gone further, the PHA does not consider that this represents an immediate threat to the health of the population. They are also saying to you, James, without further information, we would be unable to give categorical reassurance that the smells are not harmful to health. In other words, you know, I can say this reading from the Public Health Agency's report, it is possible that those smells have been harmful to your health, and the Public Health Agency has never even been told about it by the Northern Ireland Environment Agency. Now, does that not make you angry?
Yes, it makes me really angry. It makes me really, really angry. You know, for many reasons. Is this a failure of not having the devolved government in Northern Ireland that we have these failings by civil servants? Is there responsibilities from individuals within the council who could have done a lot more in escalating this? I don't know. I don't know the workings within the city council.
And the more pertinent question is, they all know about it now.
Yeah. I mean,
so check it out and give you the reassurance that you want.
But the problem is, Stephen, now, of where you cut me off there before the news, I'll explain what I was saying when I made the suggestion of a cover-up. Let me explain what I was saying, first of all. The reason why I said what I said was because we now have 2 days of not having that smell, with nearly having it every other day and night. Now we have no smell when we bring it into the public domain. So it raises more questions for the residents within the Colin, Lambeg, Dunmurry area. They're like, maybe like me, what's going on there?
It could very well be the case that some of the machines have closed down for Christmas, for example.
But I looked on the website in the industrial estate, and most of the companies within there are open 24 hours. I just looked on that before I come on the radio.
Councillor Brownheady, what are you going to do about this? Yeah. So there's no evidence of a cover-up, none. But what are you going to do about this? Because citizens in Poleglass and Twinbrook are now being told by the Public Health Agency that without further information, they cannot give a categorical reassurance that these smells have not been harmful to health. Like, that is a serious issue.
Stephen, the NIEA, who have responsibility for this, need to complete their investigation. That's the only time that James will be informed that what was going out, what was caused the smell, was not harmful. And yes, you're right. We need to ask the question, and something like this that has so many reports from the public, would it not have been better to simply CC somebody into an email on the public health authority and say, look, is there any indications of people reporting illnesses or reporting being sick? That's why James is going to get his answers, and that's why we're going to make sure that something like this here doesn't happen again.
Here's Richard in Lisburn. Hello, Richard.
Hello, how are you?
Okay, thank you. Good. Go ahead.
What it is, you see the smell, it's probably stopped now because it's the wind down for Christmas. So what they're doing in for maybe a week or so is cleaning everything up. Because these machines, they put them into what they call like a sleep mode. Because you can't turn smelting pots off at all. You just have to put them on a low light, a semi, for the public holiday.
Well, we don't know if the current smell that was there until the Nolan Show started reporting on this a couple of days ago was associated with those machines. What we can tell you is this week when we contacted Montupay, they told us that they didn't believe the smell was associated with them in any way. But what we have revealed is that the regulator put in writing, in black and white, that the regulator thought that in August of this year that it was associated with Montupay.
Stephen, I've been on this case for the past couple of years with Lisbon and Castlereagh Council. They give you the runaround. They tell you to fill these forms and monitor it.
What do you mean they tell you? Why don't they monitor it?
They say, we'll send you some forms out. And you fill them in, and then you send them back. I don't think that's my job or your job or anybody else's job.
Yeah, you're paying your rates for these people to do it, are you not?
Yeah.
You see,
that's what
they're supposed
to do. And people just give up, you know, because it's a wild goose chase.
Are you worried about it?
Yeah, I worked in the place for 13 years.
You worked where?
In Montupay for 13 years. I know what the score is in there.
And did you smell this within the site? Now, that doesn't mean it was coming from the site, of course.
It's on your clothes and your skin everywhere. When you leave the place, you know, when you come out of work. You're like a miner. You know, when you come up from the coal pit, you're covered in coal dust and stuff. It's the same type of thing, but you've got the smell. That smells really bad.
Well, Stephen, that's interesting. A worker who worked in Montupay, who's able to give us that it stunk of them as it hung onto their clothes. Maybe that gentleman's able to answer. Do they use chemicals within the Montupay site that would cause that smell? You know, he's better fit to answer that question than any other councillors or any other authority.
Well, we were on the phone yesterday with a Montupay representative asking further questions on your behalf, and they haven't bothered to even get back to us with any answers.
That's no surprise, Stephen. No surprise at all. Do you know what I mean?
In fact, we didn't even get to the stage where we were able to get any questions in. We told them we were discussing this. It was obvious on air that we had questions about how come Montupay were saying that they didn't think this was anything to do with them. And yet in August, and just to be totally precise, I said it was in black and white about the regulator saying that the odour was coming from Montupay. In fact, it was in black and white from a representative from Belfast City Council, an environmental protection officer from within Belfast City Council wrote the following in August 2018. The IPRI, that's the regulator, have now acknowledged that the odour experienced by complainants in both council areas is coming from the Montupay facility.
It's a I would ask, even though if you had to find out, you know, there's people within the Lambeg and the Murray area. So this has been raised, not just with Belfast City Council, with Lisburn and Castlereagh City Council. So it'd be interesting to see what they have done for their residents within them areas who are experiencing same problems to what residents in Belfast City Council area are doing, and to see if there was any collaboration between the two council areas between March last year of when Brian had said that it was first raised with him, and, you know, what have they done to escalate this? What email trail do they have?
Let me give you all listening to this the sense of the runaround that citizens have been given. And I'm just looking at one example here. So I can see an example where a citizen has written to an environmental protection officer within Belfast City Council and has said, look, can you please confirm that breathing in these emissions will have no effect, particularly the likes of my three-year-old child with special needs who has been sick with chest infection regularly and admitted to hospital overnight on numerous occasions, okay? So this is a citizen telling Belfast City Council, look, I'm concerned about my three-year-old child with special needs. So what Belfast City Council do is they push that person onto the Northern Ireland Environment Agency, all right? They say, this is what the Belfast City Council representative did. They said, we cannot comment on the possible effects of the emissions. You may, however, wish to raise this matter with the Northern Ireland Environment Agency. So that citizen then goes to the Northern Ireland Environment Agency. Remember, he's concerned about his three-year-old child. And what does the Northern Ireland Environment Agency then do? They then push it on. They push it on again. So they don't give him an assurance about his three-year-old child. They now push it to the Public Health Agency. And what does the Public Health Agency do? Public Health Agency says, we know nothing about it and we can't give you that assurance. Now, on what planet is that good enough?
Well, we need representatives on from both the council of who done the initial report and also the Environment Agency who it was passed on to see what the Environment Agency has done.
Yeah, so you Belfast know, City, let me just let everybody know about this one more time, because I do want to repeat this. We're talking here about someone concerned about their three-year-old child. They go to the council. They're a good citizen. They go to the council. I'm concerned. The council says, we can't give you an assurance. Go to the Northern Ireland Environment Agency. And I'm reading it here from the Northern Ireland Environment Agency, what they said to them. With regards to how the atmospheric conditions and demurry affects human health, I believe the Public Health Authority is in a better place to answer that question. And then the Public Health Authority, they tell the Nolan Show, we've heard nothing about this and we can't give a category. It's unlikely. There's no immediate effect on public health, but we can't give a categoric assurance. Well, do you know what? Why doesn't someone somewhere that's getting paid to sort all of this get off their backside and give the community an assurance? Give the community an assurance or tell them what's actually happening here. You know, we're getting to the point of this being disrespectful to the citizens of this area.
Yeah, Stephen, like I said at the start, you know, the start of the program today, now it raises more questions than it gives answers. You know what I mean? Or only for you digging into what you can find. There's other agencies here that should be involved that need to get on the radio and need to explain their remits and what they have done and what they know about this. You know, that guy who has a three-year-old child, handicapped, not given that reassurance it affects him.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, that's a disgrace. So he's sitting there now, their family's sitting there now, not knowing whether that smell has affected their child.
Worse. No, sorry. Worse. That child and the parents of that child is sitting there now with the public health agency saying, no one told us about this and we can't give you a categoric assurance that there has not been danger associated with this owner, with this order?
There's one word, Stephen, and it's called accountability. And someone needs to have accountability for escalating things like that, especially on that person's circumstance.
Well, the accountability, and you hear me saying this in this current era of us having no government, the accountability lies with the permanent secretary of the department. That's where the buck stops. So the permanent secretary of the department has ultimate accountability now for a situation where the public health agency is essentially saying, we don't know. Nobody's told us. Why weren't they told?
Well, I mean,
why weren't they told by the Northern Ireland Environment Agency? Why not?
Well,
and now that the BBC is on this story, what have they done about it? This is about public confidence. What are they currently doing about it? We'll stay on the story for you, James. Councillor Brian Heading, thank you. James, we promise we will stay on this story. All right?
Cheers, Stephen. Thanks so much for all that you've done and that you've uncovered.
That's what your pen is for, mate. Okay.
Cheers. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Morning. Right, Gráinne. Morning, Gráinne.
Hello, Stephen.
Morning to you. Right, we're coming back to the situation in the Poglass Twinbrook area. You know, it is fair for me to say it is a concerning situation when residents have been asking the public authorities to check something out. They've been asking them for reassurance about their health. It doesn't get more important than their health. And quite frankly, they've been pushed from pillar to post, and nobody has now got an answer about their public health in this area. And the Public Health Agency now saying that while there is no immediate threat to health, they cannot give a reassurance. Like, I don't think I've ever been in a situation, it's certainly very rare, where you have a public health authority saying we cannot give a reassurance as to whether a potential chemical in the air has or has not been dangerous. Like, I don't think I've ever done that. And here we have a public statement by from the Public Health Authority basically saying they were never told about this, and that's why they can't give the reassurance, Gráinne.
It is very concerning. I don't live in the area, Stephen, but every day I travel from Belfast into Lisburn to work. My route is to come off the busy M1 motorway at the Blacks Road, and I pass up the Creighton Road and across McKinstry Road, and I approach into Lisburn via the Antrim Road. And that's my route every day. And I have noticed this smell along that stretch of Creighton Road and McKinstry Road for what seems like probably about almost easily 15 months now. It's definitely two summers' worth, and certainly most of this winter. And when you get into that area, which is seems to me to be kind of a naturally low-lying road, and in wintertime you'd see fog there in patches as well. It's wooded on both sides, just lightly wooded on both sides, and there's a series of roundabouts linking the journey through to Lisburn. And every single time you go through it, you would get this very noxious smell. And it's almost, if I could describe it as, it's like a deep fermentation smell. And you would almost think, oh, there must be something cut or dead, dying in the woods on either side. But at the very end of the smell, there's this nasty chemical edge to it. And it definitely makes you feel nauseous. To the point that in the summertime, I would roll up my windows when I'm going through that area, because, and even with the windows up, you can still smell it in the car.
So you're yet another witness saying that this is so bad, it makes you feel sick.
Oh, it definitely does. It definitely does. It is a horrible smell. You just want to get out of the area as quickly as possible. And thankfully, my journey will mean that I'm usually through that stretch within a minute or two, but still, you notice it every day. And I think...
Are you worried?
I'd heard somebody... I am worried, because I actually have a brother and a sister who live in Dunmurry, and I have talked to them about this smell before, and they can't smell it. And I said, how can you not possibly smell it? I travel that route every day. And that's what I think is incredibly worrying, because their kids go to school not too far from there. They live in the area and they can't smell it, which seems to me to be an indication that, you know, it's so deeply embedded in the whole environment that the people who live there can't smell it anymore. I just think it's shocking, but I can smell it. I'm going in and out of the area, and the road rises up when you go into Lisburn. It's at a Lisburn's at a height, and you can't smell it anymore after that.
What are you worried about?
Even the motorway smells better compared to that area.
What are you worried about?
If you're inhaling a smell that actually makes you feel physically nauseous, there's something wrong with that. There's something in the air that isn't right. And really, the environmental agency would need to get their finger out.
Let me read to you the Public Health Agency's statement to the Nolan Show. Again, the Public Health Agency had not been made aware of this case until we were contacted by the Nolan Show. Well, first of all, why not? The statement goes on. The majority of unpleasant smells noticed in the community are not harmful to health. The PHA would consider that this is likely to be the case in this situation. However, without further information, we would be unable to give categorical reassurance. So in other words, Gráinne, because the Public Health Agency were not told by the Northern Ireland Environment Agency, it may have been damaging your health.
Well,
have you ever heard the likes of this in your life?
Let me finish the statement to be fair
to them. We've discussed this issue with Belfast City Council, who have informed us of the actions they are taking in conjunction with the Northern Ireland Environment Agency. They have advised us that they will keep us updated with developments. The PHA does not consider that this represents an immediate threat to the health of the population. So, doesn't represent an immediate threat? Does it represent a medium-term threat? Does it represent a long-term threat? You know, I've tried to be careful over the last couple of days in not engaging in any scare tactics whatsoever. But I do think it is fair for me to ask a question around all of these authorities. If they're saying they can't be sure now, when are they going to be reassuring people like you, Gráinne, who are saying this is making you sick?
Yeah, I mean, they need to be out there testing, and there's nothing to stop the environmental agency from doing that. And if the public health agency don't think it's an issue, then I find that extraordinary. Certainly on the back of this, I'd be taking my complaint to them formally. And maybe we should, maybe a lot of other people should be doing the same. They should be logging in their complaints to the public health agency and asking them to ensure that they're liaising with the environmental agency to find out what's going on in the area.
Gráinne, thank you very much indeed. Morning, thank you. We have a statement in here from the Department of Agriculture, DAERA. I can't remember what their full title is, but it's the Department of Agriculture. Department of Agriculture, Environment and Rural Affairs, I'm told. And they say the following about residents' concerns about as to whether their health is being put at risk by this smell that is in the Poolglass Twinbrook area. And a spokesperson has talked about everything in this statement but health. They're still not giving a reassurance about health. I'll read the full statement. The NIEA's IPRI branch is responsible for regulation of only one company out of many in the Dunmurry Industrial Estate, in other words, Montupet. During the permitting process, the Public Health Agency were consulted. Montupet UK are currently in compliance with the permit issued regarding emissions. Since May 2018, there's been a rise in the number of complaints received regarding odour in the areas surrounding the Dunmurry Industrial Estate, which have all been investigated by IPRI officers in partnership with local councils. A number of odour monitoring visits to both Montupet UK and the surrounding Dunmurry area have been completed, and in particular focusing on areas where complaints have originated. A number of complaints were received during the summer and attributed to a particular odour source on site. The company completed a number of actions by September 18, which has addressed that particular odour issue. The Northern Ireland Environment Agency and council officials met with local representatives on the 4th of December to discuss residents' concerns and visited the site as recently as the 18th of December of this year. Montupet have agreed to implement further actions. Well, you see, that's really interesting because Montupet told us just a couple of days ago that they didn't believe the smell had anything to do with them. They didn't tell us that they were implementing further actions. Why not? They're part of our community. The NIEA continue, we will continue to engage with the company to identify if there's been any breach of regulations under the permit licence. However, We are not responsible for regulating odours from other companies within the Dunmurry Industrial Complex and the surrounding areas. Full stop. But here's the score. The Northern Ireland, the Department of Agriculture, Environment and Rural Affairs in that statement have not given a public reassurance that there is not a risk to health. They haven't done it. And we've put these questions regularly to them, and they're continuing to duck the fundamental question: is there a danger to public health or not? And to the Public Health Agency, they're saying they cannot give a categoric assurance. So as we leave this programme today, I'm putting it to you before you all go off and sit in your nice sofas for Christmas. Who's going to give those residents a reassurance? Who's going to check it out? And who is going to issue a public statement that does not duck the question? When are you going to give these residents an assurance that there is no public health issue?